Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Well, it's good to be up here. It's been a long walk, and God is amazing.
Oh yeah.
I thought I'd just like to say before we get going that we are from the Midlands originally. We're from Nottingham. So anything you don't understand, it's just lost in translation. It's just got misinterpreted along the way. But no, it's really good to be part of this congregation. And it is so much family to me. You all are so much family. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Yeah, I'm sure that Jonathan and Janet had been reading my notes earlier on, because they both covered everything I was just... Everything I was going to say, I will just reinforce it. I'd like to give a little bit of testimony. Yeah, Jonathan has touched on a few points there. We came down here in 95 to the Bible College. Slightly prior to that, in 94, the Lord said to us, get yourself ready, you're on the move. We kind of like, okay... We're on our way to college. In that time, we had to sell the house. We had to get ourselves ready to move down to Horsham. And I'd just like to show you how things work with God. God says to me, right, put the house on the market and sell it, because I can't go down there and put a board in front of your house unless you do it. So I had to phone this estate agent, and he came and he put a board that said, for sale, on the Monday morning. On the Tuesday morning, six other houses went up for sale on that estate. And the devil quite blatantly said to me, I will lose your house amongst that lot. You will never sell it. He said, you will never sell it. So he said to the Lord, Lord, come on, what are we supposed to do? We've put the house up for sale. We need to sell the house in order to do what you want. We know you want us to go to college. What are we going to do now? He said, I will tell you the day and I will tell you the price. He told us the day, the 31st of March. I'll never forget it. 31st of March. And he told us £55,000 for the house. That is what you'll accept. And we're like, wow. No? Fantastic. It got right through to a few months before March the 31st. We had one viewing. Nobody after that. Nobody at all. On the 31st of March, which was the Monday, on the Saturday before that, a couple came. They liked it and said, yeah, it's great. We will come back when we have had a chat about it and the house is highest. We'll let you know. And you think, okay, please, Lord, it'd be great. They went away, nothing on the Saturday afternoon, nothing on the Sunday. I went to work on the Monday. Come on, Lord, this is the 31st, you promised it. A phone call at 5 o'clock. The estate agents close at 5 o'clock. She phones at 5 o'clock. She says, Sharon said, we've had an offer of £52,000. It's close. Right. It's close. But it's not £55,000. It would do us. It would get us the money we needed to pay back for the rest of the mortgage, and it would give us enough money just to get through. But God said £55,000. So she said, what shall we do? I don't know where it came from. I don't know where we both kind of did it from. It just went, no. So she phoned the estate agent back up, solicitor up, and said, sorry, the price is £55,000. 2 minutes later, the woman ran back and said, I want the house so desperately, I'll take
£55,000.
On the 31st of March, 95, we ended up at college, and the rest kind of flows along into as we are now. But you're witnessing history today, because this hasn't happened before. I haven't stood up here before and done this. So you're witnessing history. of what God has done through my life and through what I know he's had to do to get me to this point. He's taken me through a few storms, a few rocky roads, but God is faithful. And I just want to pick up a few points of what I believe God, through my life, is saying, because I want to keep it personal and I want to keep it so that you can relate to what I'm saying. The main thing in my life has been faithfulness. People, situations, seasons come and go, but God is always faithful. God never changes. God's principles are always the same. He is so faithful. He is faithfulness. He is full of faith. He's just faith. Everything about him is faith. Now, selling that house was what faith looks like. We had to believe that what God said on that day, which hadn't happened, we had to utterly trust that that was true. We could half-heartedly believe maybe that that could happen. What are the chances of us selling that house at that price on that day? No coincidence. Now, Jonathan touched on this and he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. God will never leave you or forsake you. The context in which that was said was when it was said to Joshua, and that was before he'd even gone and seen rivers part, walls crumble, the sun stand still. He hadn't seen all this. And also 31 kingdoms conquered. So God has said to him, I will never leave you or forsake you. And he'd said that before he'd done any of those things. And that's what he says to us as well. He says things to us, he gives us things to believe in faith, in him, knowing that he is utterly reliable, utterly faithful in what he says. There is no doubt in God, no change, no shadow of turning. When God says something, it is. So, God is so full of faith. And it's not a human faith. God doesn't, how can you say, how many times through life can you have a friend who said, yeah, I'll be there for you, and then they're not? How many times can you trust something to happen or someone to do something for you and they don't? God's not like that. God does not have a human love. God wants us to have his love. God wants us to be totally and utterly reliable so that when we say we're going to do it, we will. But God gives us that eternal promise. And Janet touched on it earlier because she said, You can't move love. You can't shake love. You can't get round it. You can't get over it. You can't get under it. You cannot bypass God's love. It's an unshakable trust. That's why God says he loves us and he'll never forsake us because of who he is. That's what he wants to do in our lives. And God said to me earlier on, it was funny because a few years ago, I've mentioned this before, that I was walking along and I literally fell off the end of the cliff. Thankfully, there was someone who caught me halfway down. I walked off the cliff. It was my fault. I couldn't help doing this. In a sense, I'd got myself into a lie that I was believing. Okay, let me explain. When I was 16, my hair fell out. Simple thing. It's now I can see that it gets closer to God, that you don't have to have hair or a beard in order to receive from the Lord. But back then, it affected me quite a lot. It really did shape who I was for the wrong. When I was 19, I gave my life to the Lord. And you know, you give your life to the Lord. And I did. I believed I did. I honestly and truthfully believe I gave my life to the Lord. I was flowing with the Lord. We were flowing together. And we trusted God and we had times like we have. And then right up to 2 years ago, the Lord said to me, there is a little toddy bit. You know, the devil doesn't mind you knowing God. Really. As long as you don't believe anything he says. He doesn't mind you knowing him and knowing things about him. And he doesn't mind you giving your life to him, as long as you don't give it all. As long as you hold back a little bit. Just a little bit. Well, I can be honest, I held back a little bit. And it can be a 0.0001 of myself. And you know, the devil grew that bit. He grew it through my lack of confidence, through my self looking in the mirror, hating myself and thinking I don't like what I look like. The devil had made me believe I was a yob because I looked like a yob. I was horrible. Nobody would like me. And this is just a lie that the devil just builds on and on and on. And it's Sonny said, if the seed falls in the ground and dies. Well, I didn't die. Some part of me did not die. And I have to be honest about that. It didn't die. And it grew in the corner of my life. And it's like brambles, you know. We've got brambles in our garden at the moment. And, you know, if they get so far, it's very difficult to kind of chop them back unless you get in there and hack the things apart. Well, they were like brambles kind of coming across, prickly and horrible, and they defend their corner. And it's only God's testimony that I'm standing here today, because I've got the scars physically and mentally to show that in other cases I wouldn't be. If it wasn't for God saying that he's never going to leave me or forsake me, then you would not be seeing this today. You would not be hearing this today. So I just want to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for that. It's not about me, it's all about him. So we want to thank him for that, you know. He said to me, you can take me anywhere. You can take me anywhere. And I have, I must admit. You know, there's nowhere I am not prepared to go. Any situation, at any moment, you can rely on me. I will go with you. It doesn't matter whether it's to the depths or whether it's to the heights. I will always be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will never let you go on your own. I love you far too much to ever say, you do it and see how far you get without me. I love you beyond comparison. My whole life is designed to love you. I love you so much that I could never, ever say, do it yourself. I cannot leave you or forsake you. You know, that just is something that just is imprinted on my forehead, in my heart. If you break me in half, you'll see Jesus and it says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I will not let you go. I will not let you go. So that's wonderful. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. You know, it's awesome what he's done. When Jesus is in the right place in our lives, and I've had to walk this out, then anything can happen and everything can happen. When he takes his rightful place as Lord and Saviour in our lives, there is nothing that he would not do for us. There's no length or depth that he would not go to for us. His love is just so much for us. And that gives us confidence. Yes. That's the confidence that we need. We don't need our own confidence. When I lost my confidence, it was a self-confidence. It was a confidence I thought I needed to have in order to be acceptable to people, or be accepted in a certain way, or a certain job, or a certain image I had to portray. But that's not the confidence God wanted me to have. He wanted me to have His. He wanted me to rely on Him totally and utterly. So when we place God in the right place, when we put Him on the throne, when we leave Him there and we don't take Him off, you know, we're not these living sacrifices. The problem with a living sacrifice is it keeps getting off the altar. So you have to keep making sure that God is in the right place. He is Lord and Master. And things change. Things change in life. Death changes to life. From evil things is good. Situations are turned around when we place God at the centre of everything. And I'm speaking to myself. Don't think for once I'm pointing at anyone. I know this. And God has just reinforced that it is Him that I need. It is Him that I've got to rely on. It's Him that I've got to put in His rightful place. It's Him I have to fix my eyes on. It's Him that just needs to be exalted and glorified in my life. Things change when we put Him in the rightful place. I believe, I've wrote this down here, and it was for me, but I just believe it. It says, I believe we need to hear this. I love you too much to ever let you go. I love you too much to ever let you go. That's awesome. I've got a whole book here that of notes. So, God's love is like this. It could crush planets in the solar system, or it can create new ones.
Very good.
God's love can crush them, but He can create new ones. He can fling stars into space. He can do with the solar system awesomeness that it is. He can hold it in His hand. His love is so powerful.
Very good.
He can turn this world upside down so that we were in Australia right now. God's love is so powerful, He can turn this planet upside down. Not only that, He could turn our lives upside down. So we've got to have our heads in Australia. It can take nothing, love can, and make everything. God's love in my life took me, just a normal boy, stroke man, when I was 19. I lived a life before that of playing snooker. That was my life. I loved snooker. I played semi-professional. I just wanted to play snooker the rest of my life. I believe that was what God, in my own mind, my God, that's what my God wanted me to do. That's what my God wanted me to play. That was what I was designed for. But there was another God, bigger than that God, that said, hold on a minute. And I ran into God, unknowing at that point, and also ran into my wife in the future. She was there as well. And how fantastic is that? God had already prepared everything in its rightful place. Of course, snooker is still good, but not God. So God can take me who's nothing and make me everything for Him. His love is so strong that He can take darkness and He can make it light. He can repel darkness and produce light. He can produce anything He wants because of His love. And His love, as Janet had said earlier, His love cannot be stopped. His love will pursue until it overtakes. His love will pursue you. His love will overtake you. So that, because you cannot get away from God's love. God's love is so powerful that it will overtake you. You cannot outrun God. You cannot get away from God when he wants you. He knows how important you are. He knew how important my life is to him. And he wanted me. And then that give you confidence. That give you confidence to know that, you know, he values you more than we value ourselves. I never valued myself. I never looked at myself as being worth anything, or, but to God, it's worth everything. You know, God's love can keep 7 billion people's hearts beating right now. 7 billion, if that's how many is on the planet, that was a rough guess, it could be more by now. 7 billion, 8 billion hearts beating right now in the world are all beating because God's love is letting it. Because God wants them to. Because God loves them so much. And he loves each one of us so much that he wants them, their lives, to mean something. And it can take us, it can take a little humble group of people, and it can turn Worthing upside down.
Amen.
Because of us.
Yes.
It can place us in positions to affect people's lives. It can place us in strategic points. God's love will place us in strategic points so that we can break down issues, stand against things, stand for things. God can use each one of us to do awesome, awesome works. I asked the Lord a few years ago, and I said to him, in a spiritual moment, let me ask. It was one of those times where you really feel like God's on the move. And so I said to him, Lord, let me live outside the box. Let me live outside the box. And you know what his reply was? What box? He said to me, what box? What box? There never was a box. There never was something that can contain me. And why should there be something that can contain you? There isn't a box. Who told you there's a box? And I couldn't answer him because I didn't know where I'd heard I want to live outside the box. It was just a glim thing that you kind of hear and you think, so yeah, let me live outside the box. I don't want to be kept inside a box, Lord. And he said, I don't know what you're on about. I don't know what you're on about. So, yeah, we're not in the box. There isn't a box. There's no box that God has ever created for us to live in or be restricted by. God wants us to live free and open and confident, knowing that he loves us and he'll never leave us or forsake us. His love is so powerful that it holds us. And God just wants to move us anywhere he wants. And that's an awesome thing. Everywhere Jesus goes, things change. And if I could say this without getting throttled, we'll see. We'll see. When we're in here, what is the thing that God can change? Us. Yes. When we're out there, what can God change?
People.
Yes.
Come on.
Other people's hearts. That's what he's designed us for. That's why he never leaves us or forsakes us. Because he knows there's people out there that need to know that they are never going to be left or forsaken. We can be in here and we can have a great time with him. But it's all about us, in a sense. When we may pray for Worthing and whatever. But God will move in here on us. But when we're out there, God can move on them. God can move on peoples whose lives are totally and utterly hopeless. Peoples whose lives are close to falling off the cliff. He can turn their lives around. He can catch them. We can be placed in situations where God wants us to be put to save lives. That's how important it is. This is about saving lives. God, who loves people, he wants to save people's lives. He wants us to be right on the edge, stopping them falling over. He doesn't want people falling off the edge. I know, when I was there, it's a horrible, horrible place. It is a depressing place. It's a hopeless place. You know, you can see no light at the end of the tunnel. No light at the end of the tunnel. You cannot see a way out. All you see is circles. Circles and circles and circles of endless, endless decisions and issues going round and round that don't make sense. You cannot work them out. You cannot figure out what you're supposed to do. You're totally lost. It's a horrible, horrible place. It is, for a Christian, it's like being in hell. It's like being in the lowest place you can ever be. But you know, God was there with me. God was there with us. And there's people out there who just need that. They need to know that there is hope. They need to know that there are people who have something that is different to this world, that can take their lives, give them a purpose, give them a plan, and make their lives worth something. A God who wants to live inside them so he can enable them to walk and to move and to operate like Jesus did when he was on the earth. That's awesome, you know? An unshakable belief. That is what we need. A totally unshakable belief in God. Please, don't ever think that God doesn't love you. Not for one second. God gave everything to say he loves you. God demonstrated that he loved you. He was prepared to go beyond the point and say, I love you, to practically showing how he loved you. So just keep him at the forefront of your life. Focus on him. Aim for the gold. Aim for the ball. Aim for the target. Hit it. Aim for it. Don't aim for nothing. You'll hit it every time. Aim for the ball. Aim for the centre. Keep your eyes focused on him, which he's continuously told me to do. Continuously told me to do. He said that he is the rock. He is my redeemer. And he has placed my feet on solid ground. And he will not let me go. And I think that's awesome. And just to cap it off, in Matthew 28, verse 20, which is the last words that were said in Matthew, that scripture there says, I will never leave you or forsake you. It says, forever and ever. I will be with you forever and ever until the end of the age. Loosely put, I will never leave you. I will never go anywhere where you're not. I will never go into places. And that was on the Great Commission, if you like, in Matthew 28. And God says, you know, you can go out there and you can do awesome things. But at the end of it, he gives them that statement, you know, forever and ever. And that's a long time. Forever and ever, you will always be mine. You will always have me. I will always have your back. I will always have your front. I will always have your sides. I will always bless you. God is awesome.
Absolutely.
God is awesome. So if you'd just like to stand, I think we just ought to pray together. And I just want to thank the Lord that tonight it's not about me. It's not about what I've gone through or anything, but we can learn from that, and we can learn from other people's situations that occur. But if there are people that have been in that place, you'll know. And if you are in that place now, you will know. And it's not a nice place to be. And God doesn't want you there. God doesn't want you to put up with anything that is not his best. And it's not what we said last week or the week before. You know, best is just around the corner. Don't settle for good. Don't settle for something when God gives you far more. Just around the corner. Don't settle for it. So if you're feeling like that, you feel hopeless, or you feel low, or you feel down, or for some reason you just feel sad about life, then the only thing you can do is throw your whole life upon God right now. It's all you can do. You can just throw your life on him and say, Lord, I don't want any area of my life to be impacted by any rubbish, anything. I want you to have full control of my life, totally and utterly, 100%. Not 99, not 99.999. I want you to have 100% of my life, totally. And so, Father, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Father, that you will come right now in your power and your might, and you will impact us with your love tonight, that will drive away darkness, drive away the sin that so easily entangles. Father, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you that you give hope in abundance. Amen. That, Father God, you have come to give life in abundance, and that we bind anything that tries to come into our lives that is not of you. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory for who you are, we love you.
Yes.
You love us so much, we just want to glorify you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that you've made that promise to us never, ever to leave us or forsake us. You have us, and you will never let us go. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you. We just want you to reinforce that within our hearts right now, within our spirits. Holy Spirit, come alongside us, come within us, Father God, and just burn those words into our hearts. Oh, Father, we just thank and praise you. We thank you. We glorify your name. Yeah, just worship the Lord. Just glorify his name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy of all praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you are sovereign Lord. You are the King of Kings. And we glorify your name. We want you to be exalted. You to be glorified. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father, we thank you that your last words in Matthew were, when you said go, you also said go, and I'll always be with you. My love will always be with you. I will hold you. So, Father God, as we go, Father God, I thank you that your whole life is with us. Everything about you is with us when we go, and we can affect other people's lives as a channel. Father God, we can let you just work through us as an open channel of your glory and your wondrous love to people. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you. And we want to give you all the glory tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.